This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of singer-songwriter Jhené Aiko's new album called Trip. In recent years, she's collaborated with other pop and hip-hop artists such as Drake, J. Cole, and Big Sean. Ken says Aiko's new album has 22 tracks, carefully organized to showcase her ambition and range.
Frequency, frequently, as I release this frequency, speak to me. Every low foul listener, please keep from me. As I release these frequencies, oh, free my city.
Throughout her new album, Trip, Jhené Aiko is intent on erasing the distance between performer and audience. Her voice is heard most frequently as an intimate murmur, singing that is one step away from quiet talk. The effect is to make you the confidant in a one-way conversation.
Picture perfect, you are. Picture perfect, you are. Picture perfect to me.
With this album, overflowing with 22 tracks, Jhené Aiko has a lot of music to share. The songs most often deploy keyboards and percussion to create spare, chilly soundscapes. Aiko's voice emerges from the mix, swirling around the other instruments like smoke. She hits her rhymes with a firmness that is at once precise and subdued.
These are the moments in time that we've been waiting our whole life to find, that we've been searching for all through the night. Just tell me that we'll be alright. Cause baby, in a world full of cancer, where everyone needs a ransom, my mama said love is the answer. So when I call, you better answer me. Right now I need you here on me. No substitute, you the one and only. Please take away the stress I don't need. You got me on my knees, baby, James Brown, please. The time is ours, not for borrow. Both got a past full of sorrow. Let's cancel everything tomorrow. I always get caught in the moment. With you, with you, with you, with you, with you, with you. I get caught in the moment.
In interviews, Aiko has said that some of the music here was created as a response to losing her brother to cancer. There is sorrow and grief in a lot of this music, as well as an attempt to escape from grief, either through music or romantic relationships or drugs. The album title refers to both geographical journeys and inner mind alteration. Aiko could not be more direct in songs with titles such as Psilocybin, LSD, Sativa, and Bad Trip. The music is varied and vivid. Sometimes she wants to convey what it feels like to be on a certain kind of high, and sometimes she wants to lay out the thinking behind her use of these substances. The result, on a song such as Overstimulated, is her own brand of trip hop.
Don't get it wrong, don't get it twisted. Don't mix it up, gotta get lit. Crushing the line.
This album has its upbeat moments, and those connect to Aiko's best pop music instincts. On the song Ascension, she collaborates with the 90s pop star Brandy on a warm, lovely ballad. And on this song, Only Lovers Left Alive, Aiko crafts a witty echo of the disco music of Donna Summer with a funk backbeat. That Aiko will be the opening act for another expert in bold vulnerability, Lana Del Rey, when the latter goes on tour early next year. It's a good match. Jhené Aiko is a singer-songwriter whose confessional lyrics are delivered with feathery phrasing, strengthened by a firm grasp of how she wants to shape a song.
What do you do it for? What do you run it for? What do you run it for? What are you trying to prove? What do you gotta lose? What is the path you chose? I lost my way. I lost my way. Lost my way. Lost my way again. Lost my way again. Then you showed up and I got up. Yeah, sort of.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Jhené Aiko's new album called Trip. After we take a short break, David Edelstein will review the new Blade Runner sequel starring Ryan Gosling. This is Fresh Air.